Anna and Nick, 1 minute to curtain.
Hang on a minute, we're having qualms.
Thank you, qualms, you may go. Right, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to 40 Nights in the Wildebeest.
Well, before we start, we've had a request from our audience, but we're staying.
And now it's time for our very special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Very Frank Sinatra.
Your house means of cats, and your teeth aren't straight. I'd give you my heart, but you're already carrying too much weight. You are the moon, the stars, the sun to me, and any other massive body. What's more, your mother is a slag.
And now the Radio 4 play. Sorry, I'll read that again. And now the Radio 4 play. We present The French Revolution.
The year is 1789, so if you're hearing this in 2000, it's a repeat. Paris is in turmoil, which is a peaceful wine-growing region. And the people are dissatisfied with the old order.
Winter, I've changed my mind. I'll have a spritzer.
The common people, or third estate, are crying out for change for the fact machine. In frustration, they band together and form an assembly.
Welcome to the assembly. Please sit cross-legged on the floor.
Oh, sir.
Quiet! Who threw this paper airplane?
Sir, La Louve has farted.
You smelled it, didn't it?
Stop that, La Louve.
Sorry, sir.
Right. I've decided that we are to be the representative body of France. I know this is a momentous statement for you all. Silence! That bell is a signal to me, not to you.
Monsieur Mirabeau, the Marquis de Roquefort, has wet himself.
Meanwhile, the royal family lives in luxury, which is a suburb of turmoil, close to the all-night garage. The king's entrance is eagerly awaited.
I love the king's entrance.
Me too.
Behold, His Majesty King Louis.
I'm the king of the Frenchies, oui. I keep the peasants down. You can tell I'm French because of the stench of the garlic in my crown. I wanna be an absolute monarch and ride round on a bike, selling onions in a beret and a stripy shirt, cause that's what the French are like. Oh, voulez-vous? Don't wanna be like you. I wanna stay in France and wear French pants and mince in France. Centre Pompidou, Monsieur Lafayette est dans la roue. Écoutez, répétez.
Where is my wife?
Your Majesty, she is erecting a marquee in the garden.
That is sad.
No, another marquee.
Send for Cliché, my advisor.
Here I am, better late than never.
What took you so long, Cliché?
More haste, less speed. I've been sick as a parrot at the end of the day.
Oh! I hear trouble is brewing.
Yes, the peasants are revolting.
Oh, Cliché! When will you come up with something original?
The present time, it's all much for muchness and swings and roundabouts, Your Majesty.
Well, I will not stand for their insolence. Lock up their meeting place.
Your Majesty, it is not wise to put all your eggs in one basket.
All right, bring back my basket and cancel the enormous omelette.
So the king has the National Assembly locked out of their hall. They meet instead at a nearby tennis court.
My friends of the third estate.
Love, 15.
We are here because we want a new constitution for France.
15 all. My friends, I am Jacques Rousseau, the philosopher and famous underwater explorer. Man is born free, but is everywhere in chains.
In chains?
Yes, it's a province in Normandy near luxury and turmoil.
Never mind that. Tell us about your undersea adventures.
No. Monsieur Mirabeau has drawn up this Declaration of the Rights of Man and the Citizen.
My friends,
This document is based on the American Declaration of Independence. Social distinctions may be founded only upon the general good. The principle of all sovereignty resides essentially in the nation. All citizens have a duty to be fat, loud, dressed like immersion heaters, and shoot each other with guns.
Advantage, Russo.
What? His ball was out.
And calms his shorts. Finally, the people can stand no more, so they sit down. It is mob rule.
Law and order's broken down.
Where's the AA?
Here they are, the AA.
My name is Jack, and I'm an alcoholic. The mob throw up barricades and swear to never eat barricades again. They search for arms, but find only legs. They march on the Bastille, many fall off. Their swords are drawn, but their guns are real. By the evening, the revolution is in full swing, and the Bastille has been sacked for being rubbish. War sweeps the country and then does the washing up. Finally, the enraged mob arrives at the House of Bourbon and eats the gooey chocolate bit in the middle.
Fiché, you must brief me. I cannot yet put my own pants on.
Well, you know what they say, Your Majesty.
What do they say, Cliché?
They say the Queen takes it up the
road. Silence! I have called for help from the great houses of Europe. They were unable to move, being immobile stone structures.
You must leave, Your Majesty.
I cannot. This is the family seat. We take turns sitting on it. Oh, why do they hate us so?
You are absolute monarchs.
We are not that bad. Besides, I have an impeccable lineage. My father was Louis Kahn's.
Inventor of the film festival?
Yes.
There is but one chance for escape, Your Majesty. A master of disguise is helping the aristocracy to flee. They call him the Scarlet Pimp. For many months, he has been at the royal balls.
No, I would have noticed.
Your Majesty, they are crossing the moat with a bridge and making a midge.
Oh, bring me 15 of my best troops and 12 of my really ropey ones.
It is too late. I am the leader of the revolution. I am Danton de Conde. You have betrayed the revolution.
Danton, I must admire your zeal.
Look, the king flees. Look at their tiny flea crowns. How sweet.
I am undone. Confound these shorts.
The revolutionaries try the king, but do not like the taste, so he is guillotined. As the aristocracy cower under the reign of terror, a sophisticated hero comes to their aid.
Yo, bitches, I am the Scarlet Pimp. I'm here to smuggle your asses out of France.
What about the rest of our bodies?
No, no. I'm just here to provide succor.
Another time, perhaps.
And who might you be?
We are the noblesse.
Nasty. I shall smuggle you to England.
But what of our wealth? We no longer have a single French sou.
I have one. May I introduce Chief Bonfires with Sheep?
Comment? What did he say?
How? Come, we have no time to lose. This is the plan. I shall smuggle you aboard the ferry, and within hours, you will be at liberty in England.
What about English customs?
Well, there is tea drinking, cricket, and buggery.
We will be captured.
Have no fear. I am the Scarlet Pimp. I move amongst the shadows. A personal favorite is Hank Marvin.
No. You will be recognized.
Nonsense. I have a false bottom in my suitcase. I'll wear that.
What is your business?
Captain, we need passage.
I don't do that anymore. I'm a ferry captain now.
Didn't we cover this in the last series?
And so the Scarlet Pimp sets out on his heroic journey with the dandies and other comics.
Say, what is that delectable music?
Oh, no, we're being lured by a siren.
Who is that temptingly beautiful but dangerous young maiden?
That, my friends, is Brittany Ferries.
Oh, baby, baby, come let me get my hands on your deck. And get ready for the full words. Oh, baby, baby, stand by to release my cleats. I wanna board your bulwarks. A frigate full of hairy he-men is what I want, so introduce me to your seamen. My sex appeal is killing you.
'cause I'm 16 and you're 62. On the horizon there's something arising fast. It's your missing mass. Hit me, baby, one more time.
Get down, bitch.
And so the revolution was complete. In Paris, the directory was later created and held power until it was found to be a phone book.
And now it's time for a trip with those good old boys in diplomatic Hazard County in the Dukes of Edinburgh.
Just a good old duke. He never meaning no harm. Well, he's from the deep south, had his foot in his mouth since the day he was born. Shooting the grouse, and then shooting his mouth. Well, someday the Alzheimer's might get him, but the crowds never will. Making his way, the only way he knows how.
Yeah.
Well, he says,
it's been built by an Indian.
And then he says,
how?
He's a good old boy. You know, he really does care. But they just don't understand when he says there's a nip in the air.
Howdy, Lucy Duke.
Oh, howdy, Roscoe. Hey, Enos, how's your sister, Agina?
She's just fine. How's that there Jesse?
Oh, he's still married to Sophie Reese Jones.
Your hat's just blown off.
No, that was me.
Well, anywho, Lizzie, I'm looking for Phil Duke.
Oh, he's out back painting a Confederate flag on the General Franco.
The General Franco?
Yep, that's what he calls his pony and trap. Oh, Phil!
Batty thing. Looks like it was put together by an Indian.
Now, look, Phil. Boss Hag wants to talk to you about these here undiplomatic statements you keep making.
Boss Hag? Didn't she choke on a wishbone or something?
Uh-huh. Every few months.
Well, I haven't got time. I don't know where the day goes.
Now, that's the Spanish foreign minister to you, Phil. Now, come on.
Well, I'm going for a race.
Now, that there's the problem.
Well, I always thought there was something wrong with you being Sheriff Roscoe P. Coalblack. I'm off.
You can't drive that.
Well, when's the bus due?
3:00, you bigoted old dinosaur. I won't warn you again, Phil. Now, is this bow and arrow yours?
What do you think I am? Some kind of a pickaninny? You'll never catch me.
Get him! I can't. His trap is too fast, and he won't keep it shut. What now?
It's time for some listener feedback with Dan and Nick. Open your letters.
Have one here. Dear Dan and Nick, I have asked for a recording of your series to be played at my funeral, but not before.
Dear Dan and Nick, please help me. I'm at the end of my tether. That's from a goat.
Dear Dan and Nick, I'm French myself, and I was very offended by the earlier sketch. Don't think I don't know you're reading this in a really silly French accent.
Dear Dan and Nick, are your letters genuine, or are they all written by us? You.
What now?
Dan and Nick's Big Fact Hunt. This week, hunting the big facts on...
When dinosaurs ruled the earth.
If all of time on Earth, from the very beginning of the dinosaurs to today, were compressed into 365 days, the dinosaurs appeared on January the 1st and became extinct the third week of September. This left only 25 million shopping years till Christmas, which is still not long enough for most men.
Prehistory can be divided into the Pleistocene period, which saw the evolution of Morph and Wallace and Gromit.
The Devonian period, characterized by inbreeding,
and the Permian period, which had curly hair.
But the Cambrian period, dominated by Melvin Bragg, inventor of literature, spelt curtains for the dinosaurs, as they couldn't spell.
Dinosaur, the word means terrible lizard, but they got better at it.
Ah, we know the name so well. Stegosaurus, whose back was covered in plates, its tongue ended in a fork, and its genitals were an egg whisk.
Its tail was a club of dense pricks, run by Peter Stringfellow.
In 1995, a dinosaur was brought back to life. Lord Richard Attenborough.
Gentlemen, here I offer safe haven for all the dyslexic geneticists in the world. Welcome to Jurassic Park.
Tall, bug-eyed and slow, Jeff Goldblum was also in the movie.
All the evidence we may have of the existence of dinosaurs comes from fossil records made by Cliff Richard.
First fossils were discovered by early pioneers such as Gideon Mantell.
He took a plastic cast of dinosaurs and made Star Trek the movie.
Another prolific Victorian paleontologist was Othniel Charles Marsh, but he soon dried up. It was he who discovered bones in Dorset.
Jim, I'm surrounded by inbred morons.
This was followed by some awesome discoveries. A petrified forest lost 3-0 to Millwall.
Discoveries were aided by the movements of the Earth's crust. The Earth is covered in what are called Teutonic plates, large masses of land which have a mania for order and trying to take over other plates.
After one such movement, an earthquake in the 20th century, a massive fault was discovered in America. All the people were fat and stupid.
This was closely followed by the discovery in Montana of dinosaur joints, which showed they used drugs.
The biggest conglomeration of fossils is in Lyme Regis, where they go on holiday and walk their dogs.
The main question is, why did the dinosaurs die out? Were they wiped out by small mammals nibbling their eggs? Were they choked by volcanism, the worshipping of the god of war, Mr. Spock?
Or was it asteroids? Did the dinosaurs find it too painful to walk anywhere?
Or were the dinosaurs wiped out by a huge comet that had a special on washing machines?
Many believe that a comet struck the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico.
Hey, isn't that a big fireball coming towards us?
I don't know. I'm too busy shooting and throwing bottles.
Hey, what are we laughing at anyway?
I don't know.
The ensuing tidal waves would have been very destructive, loud and wet, much like Newcastle United supporters. This is why they're called tsunami.
So, could a comet or asteroid have hit the Earth, causing the extinction of the dinosaurs?
Comets have long been known as portents of doom, heralding the imminent arrival of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. Hunger.
War.
Famine.
And Ringo. Initially, it was thought that the dinosaurs hadn't died out and had just moved house. But gradually, the notion that something drastic had happened took hold.
In 1677, Robert Hooke discovered that a comet had a bright nucleus and a system of streamers around it, and concluded it was having a party. Hooke's studies led him to wonder if Noah's flood was caused by a comet.
In fact, it was caused by a lot of water. Finally, Hooke gave up astronomy and led a vicious gang of pirates.
The first asteroid discovered was Ceres, so called because it came in parts, as opposed to a mini-series which came twice a week, and a period drama which happened every month.
The asteroid Ceres was discovered by Father Giuseppe Piazzi on January the 1st, 1801, in Sicily. All the ones after that were discovered in space.
In 1878, Jules Verne wrote Off on a Comet, a book which is still sought after today.
Have you got off on a comet?
From time to time, yes.
Halley's Comet comes only every 76 years, which is why it is very tense. It was named after Edmund Halley, who sang Rock Around the Clock.
He suggested that a comet impact separated us from Canada. In fact, what separates us from Canada is we have a culture and they have waffles.
As the Bayeux tapestry shows, Halley's comet was seen by Harold as he was defeated at the Battle of Hastings.
You will all die, English scum.
Are you Norman?
No, I'm William, your feast depute.
Stop swearing up there on the castle.
I can't. I've got turret syndrome. Sire, we are undone. Confound these medieval swords.
We're not done yet. Send for the archers.
Can I have a word?
Yes.
I can't stay long. It's,
go on.
Well, yes. It's just that,
yes.
I can't, well,
yes. There are no archers left.
Yes, there are. I am Geoffrey the Archer.
Ah, how far can you fire an arrow?
About 1,000 miles.
Very well, mount the wall.
No need. I can fly. I went to Oxford, you know. Where's my horse?
Charger.
How much?
$2,000 in a brown paper bag.
Righto. Ah, I've shot myself in the foot.
In 1960, cometry science took a giant leap forward. An important discovery was made by Shoemaker. If he left the shoes out half-made, then elves came and finished them. They all lived happily ever after.
So, did a comet destroy the dinosaurs? The debate rages between the two opposing theories. Yes and no. However, the theory is strongly supported by the discovery of a geological layer containing a mass fish grave.
Ray was a good fish. He worked hard and rose to the bottom. He was never one to carp, and was always happy to lend a fin. He was sadly missed by his children, at least the ones he didn't eat. And now that Ray is gone, we're all gutted. But we can be gladdened by the thought that there's a place for him in heaven. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away, wrapped in newspaper. Ray has passed through the shad of death to join St. Peter at heaven's gate. Oh, in this life we are buffeted and battered. But Ray was happy until his final days. He was always on the net, which is in fact where we found him. And there was nothing more the sturgeon could do. He leaves behind him a huge long string of white poo. Almighty cod, may his soul, yes, as in the fish, rest in peace. He will live in our memory for... Nope, it's gone.
And if you've enjoyed Big Fact Hunting with Dan and Nick, you can send off for a Big Fact Hunt fact sheet. It was a dark, stormy, bitter, roaring, wet, windy taxi driver that brought me to the castle. One thing alone occupied my mind. It was my brain. If only I had known then what I know now, it would have been tomorrow afternoon and the cardinal wouldn't be pregnant. As I approached the looming towers, the hairs on the back of my neck went back to their burrows. Thank you. I stood in the vestibule. The air was electric, but the cooker was gas. With trepidation, I reached for the knocker. Baron Frankenstein.
I am he. Would you like to see my labs?
We've only just met.
Come in, my friend, and feast your eyes upon the wonders of modern science. Igor!
Yes, master.
Who is this miserable, stunted being?
My loyal assistant.
Before me stood a man so short that had I knelt down, I could have given him only a nose job. Baron, you must stop this madness.
I name this academic discipline Derek Clissold.
Baron! You've given science a bad name.
You are just in time to witness the climax of my life's work. Watch as I put in the final speech.
Suture.
Oh, thank you very much. It's just something I threw together. The operation is nearly complete. I just need a screw.
We haven't got time. It was the moment of truth, but I could tell the Baron was having misgivings.
Thank you, misgivings. Same time tomorrow. And now, turn on the current.
How?
Show it to Naked Sultana.
Alive! Quickly, tighten the nut!
The townsfolk are at the door.
Who are you?
I am the townsfolk.
What are these birds doing with you?
These are the local pheasantry.
Oh, God, there has been a terrible misprint.
Oh, it's all right. They're game. Look out, your monster's escaping.
Sorry, I dressed very quickly this morning.
The people won't put up with this, Baron. You're dabbling in things you don't understand.
It is I who am the victim here. My integrity has been impugned, and my house has been surrounded by thugs.
The lead singer of madness?
Yes.
The monster is alive! Fly! Fly!
Sorry, as I said, I dressed very quickly this morning.
Baron, you have unleashed a terrible evil into the world, but you will never, never escape. Baron? Baron? Igor, ring for the butler.
Here it is.
I now pronounce you butler and hunchback. And so I left Castle Frankenstein, but the horrors I witnessed there are branded indelibly onto my memory. I shall never, ever forget the... No, it's gone.
Telegram for Dan and Nick! Telegram for Dan and Nick!
What does it say?
Dan and Nick, stop. This is from the audience. Good night.
Dan and Nick, 40 Nights in the Wildebeest, was written and presented by Dan Friedman and Nick Romero, with music by The Gents. The producers were Julian Mayers and Jane Gibson.
Roselani, oh Roselani, Roselani.